The stock decision is dictating on Elizabeth Spiegelmeyer. Spiegelmeyer is S-P-I-G-E-L-M-Y-E-R. That is S as in Sam, S-P-I-G-E-L-M-Y-E-R, Spiegelmeyer. And date of birth is 5/17/42. Date of visit 6/22/26. Please make a copy for Dr. Humayun Jamidar. Humayun, H-U-M-A-Y-U-N. Jamidar is J-A-M-I-D-A-R. Next paragraph. Dear Humayun, H-U-M-A-Y-U-N. Humayun. Thank you for sending Elizabeth Spiegelmeyer for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is history of COPD. Next paragraph is present tell us. This is a 84-year-old female who has a past history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and atrial fibrillation. Has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity. Has also had some leg swelling period. The patient does have a past history of smoking. And she has a cough, but does not bring up much sputum. She has gained some weight. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for diabetes mellitus type 2, history of hypertension and history of chronic atrial fibrillation. She had an atrial myxoma operated. And has had cardiac catheterizations in the past. Also has hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, osteoarthritis and insomnia. The surgical history includes a resection of left atrial myxoma, pericardial repair, history of cardiac catheterization, and a hysterectomy, right shoulder rotated cuff repair, and left shoulder surgery. Lumbar laminectomy and tonsillectomy. Next, family history, father, died at a young age, mother, died of lung cancer. Next, allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, habits of patient smoked, 4 packs per day for 15 years and then quit. No alcohol use. Next. System review of the patient. Has fatigue, no weight loss, no glaucoma, cataracts. She has hoarseness and no nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has hay fever and asthma. And has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no rectal bleed. She has diarrhea. She has chest pain or jaw pain. She has arm pain and calf muscle pains and palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety. She does have easy bruising and joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures but has headaches, numbness, the extremities and memory loss. and she has no skin rash or itching. Next, medlist. Amlodipine 5 mg daily, lisinopril 2.5 mg daily. Fluticasone dash salmeterol 500 by 50 micrograms, one puff BID. Eliquis 5 mg BID, duloxetine 30 mg daily. Lunesta 2 mg suggests metformin 1000 mg BID. Metoprolol 25 mg daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly, white females alert, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 over 70. Pulse 80, respirations 18, temperature 972, weight is 172, saturation 95. HEND anomalous, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous. Next supplement, bruisinal lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and few fine bibasal crackles. How are the awesome regular S1 and S2 with no murmur? The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema. Mild varicosities, there's no calf tenderness, reflects on the 1+. No gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Is number one is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number two is hypertension. Number three is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number four is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number five is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a chest CT without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study. She'll continue with the Advair 500 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice daily. Albuterol inhaler, two puffs QID PRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up here approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy 4. Elizabeth Spiegelma. I'm sorry. Copy 4. Humayun Jamidar. J-A-M-I-D-A-R. Humayun. Humayun Jamidar. Q-Stark D'Souza.